Before I start this episode, I just want to tell you about a company that you're probably using to listen to this right now. It's called Buzzsprout. If you want to make a podcast, this is the place to do it. When I first started to make my podcast, I looked around everywhere trying to find the best place to start it, get it on Spotify, get it everywhere. Well, and then I found Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout gives you access to putting your podcast on all the major podcast places like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts even. The team at Buzzsprout wants you to succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Following the link in the show notes or description lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you and gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan, and it also helps support the show. You even get a great looking website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, and detailed analytics to see how, where, and what your audience is using to listen, and tools to help your podcast grow. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a podcast. Welcome back to the NFL News Podcast. I'm Charlie O'Hara, and you know what I'm going to do today? NFL News from the last 24 hours, or someone around there. So the first thing we're going to be covering today is Geno Smith is going to re-sign with the Seahawks on a one-year deal. Anthony Gordon, the undrafted free agent from Washington State who recently signed with the Seahawks, was the only other quarterback besides Russell Wilson on the Seahawks. So they brought back Geno Smith to have some friendly competition and also have some more depth and some more experience along with Russell Wilson, which I think would be fine. But also as a backup, you should probably have another experienced backup. So that's really all. I don't know the financial details of it, but Geno Smith to the Seahawks. Well, back to the Seahawks on a one-year deal. Next, we have the Falcons offensive coordinator Dirk Koetter talking about Todd Gurley, saying that he can do everything. He's an excellent runner, good in the passing game, and he can protect the quarterback. The main question is, and no one seems to know right now, what his health status is, because 2 years ago, he hurt his knee, and he was like never really the same. And I think that's why they lost the Super Bowl. They weren't going to win anyway against the Patriots, the Rams. But he like hurt his knee. So he was never, I'm repeating myself. He was never really the same after that injury. So he has not yet taken his physical. So they're seeing if he's healthy or not. And if he's healthy, that'll be a huge role in the Falcons offense this year. This next piece of news is kind of upsetting. So I don't like what happened here, but earlier today, the police reported that Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker and Seahawks cornerback Quentin Dunbar stole thousands of dollars in cash and valuables from a Florida party. The NFL on arrest warrants, they said, "We are aware of the matter and we have no further commitment at the time." So they robbed a Florida house when they were having a party. They were armed with firearm and 4 counts of aggravated assault with the firearm. Again, they stole thousands of dollars. NFL players, you don't need money. You're in the NFL. You don't need the money. They stole thousands of dollars and valuables from a house in Florida. So, come on, guys. Come on. Not good to see. Enough of sad news. Or not sad, upsetting news. Not really sad news, but upsetting news. So, the Patriots have finalized a 4-year contract with third-round tight end from Virginia Tech. I'm a Virginia Tech man, so happy about that. Dalton Keene to a 4-year, $4.99 million deal. So, they had a tight end, but, like, he wasn't really that good. So, I think they need... Dalton Keene is going to be a good fit there, I think. Other places, the Jets, not the Jets, Logan Ryan says that, the Jets make a lot of sense. He said, because he went to Rutgers, he grew up in North Jersey, so Rutgers, again, 20 minutes away from MetLife Stadium where the Jets play, so... He said that makes a lot of sense. He's familiar with the area. So, yeah, he was on Good Morning Football this morning. So, all they really learned, is that Ryan is still open to offers from everyone not located in Nashville. But the Jets are most likely to sign him. The Dolphins also are showing interest in him. But I think the Jets get him in the end. Also, he is expecting what he got, or something similar to what he got last year in money-wise, which is the main reason he left the Titans. He expects around $10 million, which is what he had last year. I think he gets a little less than that, and he signs with the Jets, but who knows. Also, update on the robbery thing for DeAndre Baker and Dunbar. It's been reported that they stole $12,400 in cash and 4 watches with a vaulted total of $61,100. And I think that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you for watching the NFL News Podcast. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.